There's something very satisfying about paying off debt. It's nice not being a financial slave. It's one less bill to pay every month. And you freed up the amount that you were applying to your bill every month to spend as you wish. Whether that's just spending it on whatever you like, or saving it, or paying down more debt, it's a nice situation. There's also something very satisfying about investing. So the question arises, is it better to pay off debt or invest your money? Let's say you have an extra $700 a month at your disposal. Which one should you do? What should be the priority? I have some thoughts on this topic, but I'll preface it with this. In the grand scheme of things, it almost doesn't matter. Almost. There are some general rules of thumb and some nuances that you should be aware of. So today I'm going to review those with you so you can plan what's best for you.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
I think both options are great. If you have extra money and you want to apply that to paying off debt, I'm game. If you'd rather put that into your retirement investments, that's great too. But we have to first define what extra money means. Generally, in my opinion, there are three things you have to do first before you have any extra money. One, you need to have emergency savings. This could range from $1,000 to several months worth of salary. I like emergency preparedness, so I'm a fan of having some savings. There's definitely a trade-off, though. The more money you put into emergency savings is that much less money you can use for either strategy, either paying down debt or investing. The benefit of having money in savings is that you're prepared for an emergency. But there is an opportunity cost. It's really a matter of how much risk you want to take. For example, if you don't put any money in savings, you're going to be able to pay off debt faster and invest more money sooner, but you'll have a much harder time in an emergency. Two, if you have any credit card debt, you've got to pay that off. The interest rates on credit cards are brutal. A good rate might be 18%, and a bad rate could be close to 30%. Those are terrible. I really like using credit cards because they have a lot of benefits, but you have to pay them off every month. So if you're carrying credit card debt, you have to get that paid off as soon as you can. And three, you need to contribute to your matching company retirement plan. If you have a 401k or Roth 401k at work and they are doing a match, then you have to put money into that, at least up to what they are matching. You have to take advantage of free money. A typical match might be something like, if you put in 6% of your salary into your plan, your company might match half of that amount, and they'll put their money into your plan. It's a great thing. So let's assume you're doing that. You've got emergency savings, you've paid off your credit cards, and you're putting money into your matching retirement plan. Now, let's say after you've done those things, you have $700 a month to play with, and you're debating between putting that into your retirement or paying down debt. Now we're at the real question, which is better? Paying down debts like mortgages, home equities, student loans, or putting that money into retirement like your Roth IRA? It's at this point I feel that you have a lot of room for personal decision making. Either option's great. You're not going to make a devastating mistake by picking either one. There's a thrill watching your investment account value grow, and there's a thrill seeing your debts go down. Either way, it's helping your net worth. But there are some nuances that you might want to consider. One idea in finance is to put your extra money where it will yield the highest interest rate. So if you think you can make, hypothetically, 7% a year in your investments, and I'm not saying that's what you'll earn, we're just making an assumption, and let's say you're paying 3% interest on your debt, well, then you should put the money into your investments under this logic. 7% is higher than 3%. But if your debt is at a 10% rate, then you should pay down the debt. So look and see what's the highest rate and throw your money at that. That's one idea. Another idea is to just focus on your debt, regardless of what rate you're paying. Just throw everything you've got and tackle the debts. If you go with this, you can either start by paying down the highest interest rate and work your way down, or you can put the extra money towards the debt with the lowest balance. Then pay that off and move the extra money, the $700, plus the minimum payment on the debt you just paid off, and apply that sum to the next debt. I sort of like crossing debts off the list. That's a good feeling. And then you move on to the next one, and eventually you get rid of all of them. A word of caution here. If you go with this strategy, you're going to find that compared to your peers, you'll be debt-free sooner, but you'll have very little in retirement savings, and you'll feel like you've got a lot of catching up to do. Now, you have freed up all that money that was going towards your debts, so you can put that to work, but a possible issue here is that because of contribution limits, you might not be able to get in the maximum amount possible into your retirement plans than if you had been saving into them throughout the years. Here's what I mean. Let's say your retirement savings vehicle of choice is the Roth IRA. We did a podcast on Roth IRAs recently. It's episode 7, Should You Own a Roth IRA? You get tax-free growth and you won't have to pay RMDs later on. Good stuff. So here we are. Suppose that you like the Roth IRA, and that's what you plan to contribute to after you pay off your debt. Right now, the most an individual can contribute is $6,000 per year, or $7,000 if you're age 50 and older. So let's say you decide to focus on paying down your debts first, and then when they're done, you'll save into your retirement. And let's assume between extra money and the minimum payment on the loans, you're putting down $2,000 a month towards debt. Maybe that's your mortgage and car loan. If you ignore saving into the Roth and just focus on the loans, when they're paid off, you'll have $2,000 a month to play with. That's $24,000 a year that you can now sock away. But the maximum amount that you can put into your Roth IRA in a year is $6,000. So you wouldn't be able to put all of that $24,000 into the Roth IRA. This is a potential issue with the pay down all the debt first strategy. If your intention is to contribute as much money as possible to a Roth IRA, then focusing on the debt first isn't a great idea. What I see, honestly, most people do is both at the same time. They save money into their retirement plan while paying down their debt. The advantage of doing this while you're paying off your debt, you're still accumulating wealth in your retirement accounts. And at some point in the future, it might be the case that you won't be able to fund certain retirement accounts. With the Roth IRA, for example, you might eventually make too much money to contribute to it. So if you do both, you're funding the account while you still can. It really comes down to your values and what's most important to you. Whether you do one first and then the other or do both at the same time, you're still making good progress and increasing your net worth. So it's a win-win. And look at the time. I am done. This is Jonathan Pop signing off, and I hope you have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESISTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.